Few people have heard of Niccolò di Guardiagrelli, a goldsmith from the era between the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. An exhibition sponsored by both the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore and the Vatican Museums is hoping to make his work better known. The exhibit opened at the Basilica today and will run through December 8th. Veronica Scaresbrook tells us more.
Niccolò di Guardiagrelli, little known outside of Italy, this artist is famous among his fellow countrymen for the wealth of processional crosses he created. I met the director of the Vatican Museums, Professor Antonio Paolucci, by one of half a dozen crosses on show in the exhibition focusing on this artist, which begins on Wednesday. Normally on show in the Museum of the Pope's Cathedral of St. John Lateran, this cross now stands proud in a glass case deep in the heart of the Basilica of St. Mary Major. Like many of the crosses there, it's in gilded silver, but stands tall because of its sheer size, almost 96 centimetres high. Some weight to carry in procession.
This is the most famous masterpiece of Niccolò di Guardiagrelli. Niccolò di Guardiagrelli is the most important Italian goldsmith in the 15th century.
These shiny crosses made to gleam in procession are part and parcel of the local culture still today. For Guardiagrelli may have lived in the 15th century, but the faithful where he once lived still strongly identify with them all these centuries later. I asked the archpriest of the Basilica of St. Mary Major, His Eminence Cardinal Bernard Law, about the spiritual significance of these crosses in terms of popular piety. He corrected me on this.
Popular piety, but also part of the most solemn liturgical celebration, where you have the processional cross leading the liturgical procession to the altar of God. The altarpiece from St. John Lateran is just a magnificent expression of the deepest faith of the Church in the mystery of the Eucharist.
These crosses, together with other amazing exhibits of sacred art produced by the goldsmith Guardiagrelli on show in St. Mary Major, provide us with an example of the great power of images to comment the Word of God. I am Veronica Scaresbrick.